Well, let's go ahead and get started. My name is Jeff Robertson. I'm here today with Adrian Majak here in the front row and Mike Clark. And the three of us together are going to talk to you about the Dev Center and the store and all the new capabilities that are coming out for developers to support your success this year. How many people here use the Windows Insider program to get early versions of the operating system? Well, quite a few of you. How many people have a DevCenter account in here? Equal number of people. See that feedback button in the lower right-hand corner there? How many people have provided feedback to us in the DevCenter? Awesome. We put the feedback link in last year, and we collect feedback, and on a weekly basis, all of our engineering teams go through that feedback, put it into the backlog, prioritize it, and go to work on it. And so we really appreciate getting the feedback directly from developers, and it is making a difference, and it is making DevCenter a better product. Today, we're announcing a new DevCenter Insider program to complement the Platform Insider program. And this is so that as we give new releases of our operating platform, we are adding new capabilities that are coordinated with them inside the Dev Center, and it gives us a way to release those new pieces of functionality together. It also gives us, frankly, a way to release all new functionality to developers in the Dev Center and get feedback from you guys early. You will see that a big theme that we'll talk about throughout the presentation today is connecting with your customers, us with you the developers, you with the end customers, and collecting that feedback and creating the conversation between the two of you so you can make your products world class. The Developer Center Insider Program will be open to all. It's a global program. It's a simple opt-in, opt-out program. We'll continue to use the feedback link. So if you're in or outside the Insider Program, please continue to give us feedback. And an invitation for that will go out to your Dev Center account and be in our notification service through our notification service starting tomorrow. Today we're going to talk to you about three things. This morning I was watching the keynote, as I'm sure most of you are, and Satya, what did he say? We make things so you can make things. And I was like, boy, I was trying to say it that simple in my presentation for the last 2 weeks, and he came up with that nice, simple phrase. And that's why the store and the Dev Center, the interface for developers to get into the store, that's why they exist, is create your great creations and get them in the hands of users that'll love them. And the ecosystem, and when I use the term ecosystem here, it's around the ecosystem around the store, that sub-portion of the whole developer ecosystem. But the store's ecosystem has really grown a lot this year, so I'll talk a little bit about that. But for the most part, for the largest portion of our presentation today, we are going to go through a long list of capabilities that have been added, new features, improvements, and we're going to do demo after demo after demo after demo. Let's look a little bit about the ecosystem around the store and using Dev Center. It is an ecosystem that has a virtuous cycle that is partially Microsoft-driven and partially developer-driven. And when Kevin Gallo said, you know, Windows is home for developers today or something to that effect, I was like, yeah, because we live together every day and we succeed together. 270 million copies of Windows 10 so far. This is our most successful operating system to date. And this is bringing devices into the ecosystem, as well as is Xbox and HoloLens and our legacy Windows devices. And with the store functionality, we are creating muscle in the consumers to get all the value, the application value and access to services and information through the store. We have millions already doing daily acquisitions through the store. And that's of hundreds of thousands of apps that have been provided by you and others. And the whole machine wouldn't work without those apps. And it has already resulted in billions and billions of downloads. And so today we're going to talk about new capabilities that will bring to empower new applications and experiences that you'll bring, and together we'll grow the ecosystem. The breadth of what we can do in DevCenter and in the store together has grown substantially over the last year. We got up on stage a year ago, and we were excited to say for the first time we've brought Windows desktop and phone together into a single store, into a single marketplace. We had the beginnings of our universal platform, and we were excited to tell that story. This year, the slide has so many more things on it. Xbox, you might have heard, you heard Phil Spencer talk this morning about how we've integrated Xbox gaming and all those functionalities together with the power of the store to help developers be more successful. Internet of Things, HoloLens, you heard Alex up there talking about how HoloLens is going to use universal Windows applications. It's going to have a store, you're going to be able to get those applications. Another thing, developers building applications, getting in the hands of users. Surface Hub. And we're not limited to just, you know, expansion in supported devices. In the upper right, you see Cortana. I hope you noticed, or maybe you noticed, in the presentation today about becoming a Cortana expert. It showed how the app you're building within DevCenter, I don't know if you picked that up, but within DevCenter, you can configure to become an expert for Cortana by setting up your actions. And literally, the UI that they were showing this morning to configure your actions in Cortana is inside the DevCenter and inside this ecosystem. Same for Skype and Skype bots. Edge has been inside the store, the DevCenter ecosystem this past year, and has now opened up a store piece of store functionality to have Edge extensions included in the store and distributed through the store using the power of our store architecture. You saw the conversion programs, the ability to get applications from the old Win32 to modern applications off of other platforms like iOS and bridge into the Windows Universal Platform. Those are also feed in through DevCenter into the store and power distribution and connection with your customers. Last thing I have on the slide here is music and video. How many people are in the music and video business out there? Well, hey, we actually got some hands. So that's pretty exciting. You wouldn't typically see this on a slide or hear this from us. I put it on here for a purpose. We have 40 plus million tracks and video. Like, we have a ton of music and video in our store, and every time a customer buys a song, we connect to their Microsoft account and collect a payment instrument. And when we have that, the next time you, a developer, want to sell them something, there's less friction. It's easier for them to just click the button and get it. And so that's a part, important part of the ecosystem also. I'm going to talk about two areas we focused on over the last year. They're very important to us. The first of which is games. You saw a significant portion of the keynote this morning went to games. We have taken the power of the Xbox Marketplace and the capabilities that it provided for the console and that of the Windows consumer store, application store, and we've merged those together this last year. And now we have one place. There's one dev center to bring your app or your game to target desktop or phone or tablet or console or HoloLens. And we've merged all that together. And the exciting thing about that is if you are an app developer and not a game developer, there's a bunch of new capabilities that you now have to merchandise, launch, and be more successful with your app. Same in the other way. And we're building on that capability. Nice proof point of that, you may have heard in the call out this morning, our first party games, they're actually built on our universal Windows platform, and they're actually distributed through our store. And we do that with games. You've already seen Tomb Raider and Gears out there, and we use that to make sure that we have the capabilities and the quality that we need to support anything that you all want to do. Second area that we've been focusing on is getting to businesses. Now, businesses have unique purchasing motions that they have. They have unique distribution motions out to the employees of the company. And we, with the Windows Store for Business, have built that into the ecosystem. That means if you're a consumer app or game builder, you now can sell to businesses by doing nothing more than putting it in the store. How many people out here are line of business app developers or would put themselves in that kind of category? A good portion. The second thing that this brings is now line of business app developers can use the store, the single dev center interface, all the cataloging and distribution, license management and commerce, getting paid for it, same as they would in the consumer world, but they can use that. You can use that to build your line of business app, sell it to an organization, and directly link it straight to that organization, even if you don't want to put it in the consumer store. We have a separate session on this here. It's listed across the bottom. If you're interested in that, don't forget to go see that. Interesting stuff about getting broader reach, more opportunity to developers through the store. The last thing I'll talk about before we get into demos is the simplification or the unification work that we've done this year. As the store and the dev center and the reach and the functionality and capabilities in it have broadened during the year, it's super important that we made it easier for developers to interact with the many more programs and the more complex options and the wider variety of options. So today, I'm excited to announce that we've stood up a new developer.microsoft.com. You go to that site today, and you'll see a page much like this. Every opportunity for developers across the entire company of Microsoft can start right here. Everything from Windows through Azure, tool sets in Visual Studio, services, like the Microsoft Graph, Skype, Cortana, everybody is linked here. This is the center stone. So if you don't know what you want to do, go here, take a look. If you're doing something, go here, take a look, and see what else you can be doing. Super exciting. Second thing we did is as the store's grown, we get more of a demand to talk to the developer community about the store itself, about how you can use the store to power your success as a developer. So we stood up a page, a new site called developer.microsoft.com, WAC Store. I guess I should turn this way when I do that, WAC Store. And you can go there. We'll actually have a ton of the videos that we made to support, build all the store. If you want to learn how to monetize, if you want to learn how to do better with ads, if you want to learn about analytics, go to the store page and you can see what's powering the store. Lastly is our dashboard. How many people here have used the Dev Center dashboard? Well, quite a few. That dashboard is now what we call multi-program aware. Those are big words for, hey, it does more than just bring in Windows apps. It's Windows apps, games, desktop, console, Cortana. You have one of those apps, you want to turn it into, use it as a Cortana expert and create Cortana actions, you do that in the Dev Center dashboard, and that is developer.microsoft.com WAC dashboard. That is what you saw this morning in the presentation. Of course, on the opposite side of the ecosystem is the end user experience. And the really powerful thing of bringing the developer experiences together has been that they feed one common set of end user experiences. For example, here you see our desktop storefront, our web storefront, our mobile storefront, our console storefront, HoloLens storefront. All of these things are powered by the Dev Center and the store. And one place, simple integration affects users on all of these platforms. So, enough of just sitting here listening to me talk and my beautiful slides. Let's get going and start talking about new capabilities that we've made available to developers this year. We had so many, I had to figure out how to help everybody follow along while we were talking through them. And so on the right-hand side of the screen, you'll see a breadcrumb graphic. And it follows the developer's journey from, hey, I had a twinkle idea in my eye, all the way through, I am master of my universe. The other thing I'll point out before we get into the content, lower left-hand corner, the little Channel 9 guy in a video. We have nearly a dozen videos that deep dive in a lot of the topics you see here. They'll be posted on the store site. They'll be available on Channel 9. And every time there's a video directly related to the content that we're demoing, I put a little icon down there, so keep a look at that. Okay, developer's journey. It starts by joining in. We have the new dev.microsoft.com. We're bringing on a unified developer profile, and we've got the new common dashboard. One of the coolest things is multi-user that we brought this year. Adrian, why don't you help and show folks how multi-user works?
Thanks, Jeff. So first of all, it's great to be back at Build. Lots of fantastic things to demo to you through this session. So right now, I'm at the new developer.microsoft.com page. I'll just quickly navigate to the new store page. The videos that Jeff called out are actually posted, so do bookmark this site. Lots of educational material for your review. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sign into the dashboard. I'm actually signed in with my credentials that my organization has have presented to me. So I'm signed in with a Azure Active Directory-based account. What I want to do is I want to actually show you how easy it is to delegate responsibility to additional users in your organization so that they can support you in the submission of applications into the store. So we have taken a dependency on Azure Active Directory for their directory services. In this case, I've previously attached the MS Dev Center tenant, so that's previously attached. So I'm going to go into the Manage Users section. And what I want to do is I want to add Mike Clark, who is our dev manager, he really is our dev manager, to the account so that he can submit applications and support me with the Dev Center account. So I'll go into Add Users. This is making a call out into directory services. There's Mike. I'm going to add him. And with our first release, we have five standard roles with which you can assign each user. In this case, I'm going to select developer. Mike, with that role, can submit applications, submit the IAPs, specify the pricing, look at all of the telemetry that supports that particular application. But he can't do anything with the financial information. He can't do anything with account settings. So I'll save that. Now, Mike, using his own organization credentials, can come in and support me with this account. After we launched, we had some initial feedback from our early adopters saying, you know, fantastic, but we'd like to have some audit capability. So with this, with Build, we have a new auditing.
Oh. I I messed you up there, didn't I?
You did. Thanks,
I'm
Jeff.
Sorry.
Don't do
Jumped
it again.
Jumped the gun. My bad.
So with Build, we're releasing the new auditing functionality. It will be available behind the Insider program that Jeff mentioned earlier. So I'm going to pick on Jeff. I mean, the last time he logged on was yesterday. If I click on the activity, that's going to pull back the last 30 days of activity that Jeff has performed across the account. So he's done a little bit of work. Obviously, he's been prepping for today's demo. Now you can switch.
Now I can hit the button.
We're also going to introduce some additional functionality moving forward. We're going to introduce the support for custom roles. You're going to be able to assign roles on a per application basis. So in as an example, I could declare Mike as having access to Halo, but I could declare that he has no privileges with Forza Motorsports. And for those of you who don't actually have an Azure Active Directory tenant today but would like to benefit from multi-user, within the Dev Center, we will introduce the configuration of that tenancy to support you and take that piece of the equation, you know, without you having to
leave
perform
Dev
that
Center.
That action. Okay.
Great.
So with that, back to you, Jeff.
Yeah, and I think the exciting thing here, and we've heard from you as the developers, hey, we work in groups. We want to be able to manage that way. We don't want to do everything through one person. And we introduced multi-user several months ago. We have thousands of accounts already using multi-user, and we're getting a great set of feedback and on using it as it is today. So super excited. Okay, so you've joined in. Now it's time to build an app. Build something that you can take to the world. And in the world around the store, we have a large set of store services that can help your app be more successful. And those store services are accessible from within your app by using our store SDK. The set of services in there around purchasing, around analytics, around experimentation, around feedback, are very powerful. And these are things you can control from inside your app. So I'm going to bring our new guy that we just added to the organization, Mike Clark, on stage here. And he's actually going to write some code with the SDK and show us how that works. Mike?
Thanks, Jeff, and thanks, Adrian. And I hope everybody's having a great time at Build so far. What I'm going to show you, a couple things. One is that it's based on the application that we've been building. We've used some APIs that we released just earlier this year to allow you to access Dev Center functionality through the web, but outside of Dev Center. And we've been using those APIs to rebuild the application that allows you to that you can download from the store and use Dev Center outside of the site itself. One of the things that Jeff mentioned earlier is that we are focused on an element of feedback and engagement, both our engagement with you, the developers, as well as your engagement with your customers. So what I want to show you is an easy way that you can enhance the engagement that you have with your customers through your app. What we have here in the Dev Center app today is we have a feedback link, a feedback menu option, and what that does is pop up the form of feedback that we've had within the app for a while now, which is it sends email. And this is different. You know, you might have, there are a couple forms of feedback. We might be able to get feedback through ratings and reviews, but sometimes you don't want all the feedback through ratings and reviews because you don't want that to affect ratings. It might not be appropriate for whatever the feedback is. So email has been the option that we've had. But going forward, we want to make that even better. So in order to do that, what we've done is we're adding new elements to the SDK. And I'm going to show you by adding a new namespace, which is microsoft.services.store.engagement. And I think a lot of people are familiar with the elements of store that are under the Windows namespace that you use for things like in-app purchase. We are adding this new namespace because we're expanding the scope of what you can do with DevCenter, and we want to be able to release it on a more rapid cadence than we have done traditionally. So if we go look at this thing, I'll pull it up, and you can see some of the elements that we've added in here so far. This is where we're starting, but we're going to be adding more and more capabilities as time goes on. We have the ability to get new and better notifications down to the app. This is something that these guys will show you a little bit more about later. We have the ability for you to start doing simple experimentation with your app, and so you can find out what works better for your users, find out what they're going to interact better with, things like that. We are going to be adding some more support for you to track custom events within your app so that you can get a better idea of what your users are doing. But the one that I'm most interested in right now is this object, which is feedback. So what I'm going to do is go back to the source for the page that you were seeing before, and I'm going to go to the feedback event handler. And let me just see, you can see that what it does so far is just populate a string that we use to launch email within the app. And I'm going to add some code using the new feedback class, first to check to see if feedback's going to be supported. And if it is, I will launch the new feedback support. Now, since this is an async method, I'm going to use the await operator and make my life just a little simpler. And then, of course, if it's not supported, I want to fall back to the email support that we had before. So let me build that. I'll relaunch the app. And while that's going, let me explain to you why I checked to see if it's supported. So this new feedback mechanism that we have uses the feedback hub, which is going to be released as part of the anniversary edition of Windows that's coming out this summer. So you're going to need, you know, users that are on that edition of Windows will have access to this capability. But for your customers that aren't on that version of the operating system, they'll have a different capability. We decided to show that to you as a property on the feedback class so that you can do things like show or hide a feedback button or have more options with how you do it. So now that I've got that enabled, if I go back and click the feedback link that we had in the app before, you can see that it launches this nifty new feedback hub. And I will let Jeff and Adrian tell you more about that.
Great. Hey, Mike, you did a good job. Thanks, buddy. New guy did okay, didn't he? Gets added to the organization. 5 minutes later, we have him on stage, and he's got to write code in front of all of you. Okay, so you've got a great app built. The next part is, hey, bring it to the store, and let's set it up so the store can start helping you be successful with it. And in the publishing phase, we've been focused on two things. One is streamlining. We've got a lot of feedback about how to make publishing easier for everybody, so we've been doing that. And then second is we've been adding a boatload, it's a technical term, of features and capabilities to the publishing pipeline. Adrian, show us some of those.
Okay, so I want to just call out three features that the publishing team have brought to streamline the submission activity. First of all, let's talk about pricing and availability. So at build, here's my base price for this application that's mid-submission. I basically want to go and do a special sale for the build duration. So select the new sale. I'll give it a sale name. I'm going to reduce the price tier down to, I don't know, $1.49. For my Australian friends, I'm going to make a special per market adjustment there. And I'm going to say, hey, it's free. And away we go. That's how straightforward that piece is. You can set sales for your IAPs as well. A great way to re-engage with your customers. The other thing I want to show you is the enhancements in the age rating. Previously, it was a fairly involved process. You do have to declare an age rating for each of your applications. We implemented the new questionnaire feature. We do all the heavy lifting for you, and we complete the labels which support your application in the store. A new feature that's coming, that's available associated with Build, is our language support. So previously, when you received your application from the developer, and he has declared multiple languages within the application, you would have to submit all of the metadata associated with that application to get it into the store. Now, in this case, I'm not ready with all the localization for these additional languages, so I'm just gonna remove those languages I'm not ready to release with right now. The application will still appear in the store worldwide based on the pricing statements, but those languages won't be available right now. What I've also noticed, though, is that Mike has forgotten to add Polish. So I'm gonna just basically add Polish. Let's do that guy, update. And now all I need to do is upload the metadata for those two languages. The application will be in the store. Fantastic enhancement, should reduce a lot of time that it takes for you to submit your apps. But that's not all. I mean, this is the capability that's available in the product today, but the team is working to deliver a whole bunch of additional goodness. So between now and the summer, you will be able to target additional device types. So Xbox consoles with UWP apps, HoloLens, and the Surface Hub. We also have support for additional content types, so the Microsoft Edge extensions, Win32 through Centennial, and downloadable content. So if I have a game and I want to sell additional levels for that game, I'll be able to deploy that as a DLC. Now, in addition to all of that, we're adding additional merchandising opportunity for you. So you will be able to create bundles comprising of your applications. You're going to be able to sell them with a subscription. To support the merchandising, we're gonna include video trailers to really make your application pop. You're gonna be able to generate demand for your and excitement for your applications with pre-orders. We'll support rolling releases where you'll be able to declare, hey, I want my application to be made available on a per country basis at midnight local time, so we'll support that. And for those of you who are interested in the Windows Store for Business, we will support paid apps. So lots of additional functionality that the team is bringing for you through summer.
Yeah, and that is quite a boatload of new capabilities that are coming. And it didn't list, like, one of my favorites is what we call conditional pricing, where you can take and match these different capabilities together to create some really compelling end-user acquisition techniques. So, hey, I've got a subscriber, and I can give them a discount on my new product that isn't part of the subscription. Or somebody bought a bundle, and I can introduce a new add-on, and that can be free to those who bought a bundle to incent richer re-engagement with those folks. And I can charge for that. So there's really some interesting things that can happen there. So you've got your app built. It's up into the store. Of course, you've done your own personal testing, your in-house testing. But we are enabling a new series of testing that you can do with your existing user base. We call this feature package flighting, and it gives us the ability to use our user base in a managed and controlled way to test out ideas we have or new releases that we're delivering. Adrian, you want to talk a little bit about what we're doing with package flighting?
Absolutely. So here is an application that I already have in the store. I have another submission in progress. This application maybe has been adopted by hundreds of thousands of customers, and Mike has delivered me a new update to that package. Now, I don't want to just release that package and make it available to all of those customers, all of my existing customers, without some further validation. So what I can now do is create a package flight. I can select a particular target group. So let's have a look at some existing ones. I've got an alpha group previously defined. This has just two email addresses, myself and Jeff. So we're going to act as the initial team that will do some further validation before I release the package to a much larger audience. So I'll select alpha, give it test for build as the name, and then create my flight. All I need to do now is upload the package, submit my options for when to release that package once it's been through certification, and then those users in that flight group will have that application made available for them to them for installation, and then I can use all of the telemetry that we provide through the health reports to verify that the application is good, and then we can go for a broader rollout. So a couple of things that we will release through the summer. We're going to allow your customers to opt in as early adopters of your applications. So if they want to get to the latest and greatest before anyone else, they will be able to manage and opt in and opt out. And the other thing is we will allow you to deploy on a percentage base. So if you have a large install base and you want to, let's say, release to 10% because you want to get real live feedback on the application to increase your confidence levels. We will allow you to define the percentage by which you roll out the release, again using the telemetry to verify that the application is good, and then you can release to your total audience.
So that's great. I'm personally, knowing that I'm in the alpha group, I'm super excited about getting this new package that our guy that we just added to the organization 26 minutes ago coded for you on stage. But in the gradual rollout, you know, the little slider, I think we should move it pretty far over to the left, and you know, well, as we go from us to the general public, we should be cautious about letting that roll out and see what happens first, right? Hey, the last two sections we've gone through, we've really flown through a lot of features on publishing and public testing around flighting and stuff. We have a session on Friday at 10:30, if I remember right, on a deeper dive into our publishing these features. There's a powerful set of stuff here. Go see Jonathan and Krupa. They got a ton of interesting stuff to tell you. Okay, you're feeling good? You hit the big button? It goes to the whole world. Everybody's seeing your app, okay? You're halfway there, right? Everybody knows you're halfway there. Now you gotta get it in their hands. Now you gotta start working it. When you look at discovery, it is a responsibility that's shared between us in the platform and you, the developers. Of course, you guys build great apps. Of course, you build great descriptors for those apps and titles. You use features like video trailers and stuff to entice people on the product description page. You use publishing features like pre-order, and you put it in a subscription. You use all the tricks and trades that we've been talking about. And of course, we have our own Promote Your App capabilities in Dev Center, where you can advertise your app through app install ads. And we have a session tomorrow around acquire, engage, and monetizing through the store, where Bill and Vijay are going to talk about the new affiliate program, the new community ad program, and other ways. Like, these are ways to get your app seen and acquired by users. That's your side of the story. Our side of the story includes building the platform and merchandising. Eight? Awesome. I actually get to do the demo this time. This is awesome. And merchandising. We do billions and billions of impressions every month for apps that are in our store ecosystem. What I have on the screen here is the Edge landing page. And if I scroll down and look, oh, here one is, Associated Press, the basketball advertisement there. Notice that next to Associated Press, it says, get the app. Anytime one of our News Stories has an app associated with it. We promote the app there. If I scroll down farther, notice on the right-hand side of the screen, Fresh Paint, Autodesk, PicSketch. It knows that I've been drawing on my Surface Pro and is suggesting to me that it doesn't know that I've actually been drawing on my Surface Pro. It knows that I'm interested in drawing on my Surface Pro. It's suggesting to me new ideas for using my pen. MSN, same thing. We're promoting apps on there, app impressions. And then lastly, I'll switch over to the store. Here I am in the store. We typically have an app picks for you, but today we're running a Better with Cortana promotion in the store, and I can see apps, all sorts of apps that work with Cortana are on our lists, our featured lists, best rated, so you don't have to be programmed by us, but if your users love you, you show up. And then the last way, I'm going to type in Batman here. I love this because it gives us the biggest list of all, I think, is we cross-promote apps both across devices and across content types. So here, since I was looking at apps, I get Batman apps. Who knew there would be so many of those? There's Batman games, of course, artists named Batman, albums, songs. There's a lot of songs about Batman. And, of course, movies and TV shows. And it's with that merchandising that we're bringing billions of impressions forward, getting click-through rate, and teaching people to use the store as a mechanism. So that makes the store more interesting and more powerful for developers and provides more opportunity to get your apps installed. What are we doing here? Okay, so you've got discovered. Work doesn't stop yet. Engage with your users. You've seen that as a theme all the way along. Mike was putting the feedback link inside the app as he was up here writing code. We have ratings and reviews. Last year, we put out public response to review feature. Direct correlation between developers and apps, developers who respond publicly to their review, and more successful, more profitable apps. We see that in the data from the store. Super exciting. We also, in the Windows Insider program, we had the Insider app, and we were getting a lot of value out of that as Microsoft, the company, in the pre-releases of Windows. And so now we're bringing those two concepts together and bringing a new feedback service to all third-party developers. Adrian, you want to talk to us about that?
Okay, so what better way to talk about the feedback functionality than through the new...
Nope, I'm supposed to be on 7, not 8. Darn. Strike 2.
So what better way to highlight the feedback functionality than through the new UWP app for the Dev Center? Yes, this is it. I mean, you guys have been asking for it. We have built the application. It's going to be made available later today. It's currently going through certification. And it's going to be available for you to look at all the analytics. Let's actually have a look at this application because it's pretty awesome. The guys in New York have done a fantastic job here. UWP app across all devices. So it'll run on your smartphone, your tablet, your PC. Here's my acquisitions data. We have some customer demographics, breakout by market, OS version. We have the health reports. I actually like what they've done here because I can look at the app version and you can see that Mike is slowly improving the quality of the application. I can see some information from our crash reporting. One thing on crash reporting, we have we've made some significant enhancements in the process of uploading symbols, getting them indexed. So that you have better reliability when it comes to looking at your stack traces. So that functionality is in the Dev Center now. So this is a fantastic app, but I do want to submit feedback because it has some missing functionality. As an example, it doesn't have payout reports. payout reports will be coming within the next month or two, so we're going to be continually iterating here. So a whole bunch of additional feedback has already been presented. I'm going to select this one, and I'm not sure what it says, because my Spanish isn't very good, but I'm going to just highlight an upvote. And so I can upvote existing feedback rather than having to submit myself. So that's what the customer does for you. You're not being penalized through a rating being applied as well. So this is just a pure feedback channel. So how do you get to benefit from this? Well, if I go back into the Dev Center, here is the application. Note that we have a new feedback link. We present all of the data that was captured from the feedback hub. We have the package version information, the device type. We also have translation in here, auto-translate, that we've carried over from the ratings and review. And moving forward, we're going to extend this functionality by allowing you to privately respond to your customer through email, publicly respond by submitting your commentary in the Dev Center and having that be presented back in the feedback hub. And then when you fix an issue, you can mark that as fixed, and that will also be presented that way in the feedback hub.
Awesome. You see the whole loop there? Wrote a little bit of code, connected to the feedback service in the app, just like you can. When our users use the app, you guys, and click feedback, it uses the power of the Windows feedback service, the same one Microsoft uses to build the Windows operating system itself. You go to Dev Center, and all that's available to you from your customers, that one place that you go to manage everything you do through the store. Okay. One way to stay engaged with your app is directly with customers. The second way is through the data, through what's actually happening with your app and in your app. We have a rich set of analytics that is within the Dev Center itself. We continue to grow those. But we're super excited about the new analytics API that we released several weeks back. And so, Adrian, why don't you tell us a little bit about the analytics API?
Okay, so before talking about the analytics API, I do want to call out an addition to our acquisitions reports. So let me just adjust the filter here, give it a 12-month view. Many of you have been asking for life-to-date reports. We're super close. I wanted to announce it today. It's coming. We're doing some final data validation, but here it is flighted. So we actually have life-to-date reports that we will be presenting for you for both your app and in-app purchases. So this is coming literally hours away. Okay, so with that shout out, let's go back to the API. The API has been designed for you. It's been designed for you to retrieve data out of the Dev Center without potentially going into the Dev Center and using your own data processing to manage the data feeds. It's also available for third parties to build a value-add addition onto the Dev Center. So anyone who is interested in potentially building on top of the API, I'm available. Please reach out to me and we'll have a great conversation. So we launched the API. The API powers the UWP app, so that's what you can do, and that's the kind of capability that you can build on top of the API. We also launched a content pack for Power BI. So this is a sample application that we have that we use for our own internal testing. It's calling the API, it's pulling the information for that particular application or ID, and we present app acquisitions, we have in-app acquisitions, we have ratings, we have health reporting. If I go back into app acquisitions, one of the nice things that Power BI brings to the table is the filtering capability. So you can go and adjust. Let's do a quick adjustment. We'll take 25 to 34 as the age group, and let's take device type of PC. And you see the data render automatically as I adjust those filters. So depending on your data requirements, your reporting needs, this is a great way of presenting the data out of the Dev Center through the API.
Great. Hey, so you've gone farther along the journey here. You're monitoring what people say to you. You're looking at the data. And then you decide to take action, okay? Some things are super easy. You find a bug, you fix the bugs, you ship an update, good to go. Some things aren't so easy. Some things you want to experiment with. Some things you want to try with certain groups of your user base. So we have a set of features that we've introduced within Dev Center around defining user segments, being able to target those segments with differing behaviors so that you can try them out and find the appropriate action to take with the individual segments. And a set of functionality that allows you to A/B test in real time from within your app. You ever wonder if the button needs to be small or large or on the right or left? Like using dials and knobs on the Dev Center dashboard, using the levers, making adjustments in real time, your app's behavior can change in our A/B testing solution, and you can figure out whether solution A or B is better, better for a group, better for the whole. You can promote those solutions up the ladder, and you can continually experiment with your user base, making it more and more successful. Adrian, can you demo some of the stuff that we're doing there?
Absolutely. So Bill and Vijay have got this great session tomorrow on monetization, and they're going to cover the A/B testing in detail. So I'm going to talk about segmentation and some of the powerful ways that you can actually engage your customer base. So in front of me, I have the new user segmentation feature. This will launch over the summer. We have a number of templates that have been predefined. You can use these as a baseline. And I'm just going to go in and just edit a particular segment I've created. So I want to create a segment based on the customers for this particular application. I want to encourage those customers to attach a purchase instrument against their account. So what I can do is, using standard attributes that we provide through the analytics service, I've selected the store payment method, and I've basically said is not valid. The other thing that I want to do is I don't want to target that notification for, you know, under 17, because if they're my children, they're actually using my credit card. So I don't want to target the wrong age group. So I've basically added an and clause to basically say, do not include anyone under 17. Now, for this particular application, when I created this segment, there wasn't anyone that qualified for this particular criteria. But in time, as my app usage increases, which is shown on the left-hand side, I'm going to get more hits for that particular customer segment. So how do I use that? So there's a parallel feature that we're releasing. So if I go to notifications, which is notifications. So we're going to give you the ability to push notifications to your existing customers using the Windows Notification Services. So I've got two examples here. One is a cross promotion, so we'll look at that. So when that launches, basically, I can leverage either the application live tile or the interactive, or the Toast and interactive Toast available through the operating system to send a notification to the customers that meet my target requirements. In this case, I have a launch option to basically say, launch from the store this particular application, which happens to be Channel 9. So this is really a great opportunity for me to cross-promote my application to my existing customers. Now, we do have the opportunity to select all users. But I would highly recommend not going that path, because you may come across as spamming your user base. So what I want to do, I'm just going to take an example. I'm going to take the 35 to 49 age group for this particular application. And then just make sure that I've got that configured, send notification immediately, and then hit schedule. So this notification is actually being processed. If I look at the current processing, it's underway. And when it completes, a notification will pop up on the screen. And if anyone's phone is buzzing right now, you are probably Microsoft, and you are probably between 35 and 49 years of age. So just as an example, I had one from earlier, which I sent to myself. So if I go to notifications, well, there it is. There's my channel 9. It's 5:55, so it did pop. If I click on that, it will launch the store. Come on. And in this case, it won't launch the store. But imagine it's launching the store with that application, and then you can go and install. So,
okay. Thanks. Thanks. The loveliness of the speed of networks in a giant trade show. Hey, we started the developer journey. We started our discussion here today with a connection between us and you and the new DevCenter Insider program. And the last step we have at the end of the developer journey here is another connection between us in the platform and you, the developers. We have implemented a new notification system and suggestion system to be more communicative with you, be more tailored and focused and targeted in our communications with you on DevCenter. Adrian, can you show us a bit about those?
Absolutely. So two things to call out. So we have the notification gleam. Some of you will have already seen this. So here's where we communicate key state changes, whether it's associated with your account, whether it's associated with your application. Once your application is available in the store, we're now sending a new congratulatory message to say, hey, it's now available in the store. If you get paid out, we will send out to the payout notification. If there's a problem with your financial configuration, for example, your tax certificate needs to be renewed, we will flag that with you with a statement to say, you know, address this so that we can pay you out. We also have what we call the suggestions module. So here we are presenting two real classes of suggestions to you. One is a set around education. We release new functionality. We will use this as a mechanism to educate you about that functionality. Others is around our knowledge of how your application is performing in the store. So if, for example, you have reviews against your application that you haven't responded to, we will notify you that, hey, respond to the, you know, we'll recommend that you respond to those reviews to increase your customer satisfaction. And then we have some programs that give you access to DevCenter benefits. So I know previously we had an opportunity for you to get localization support for your applications. So that's the notification framework. We're going to extend the channels by which we connect out with you. If you install that UWP app, that will be a notification channel. We will also include email moving forward. Last thing I want to call out is, if I go back to notification, this is the Join the DevCenter Insider program request. Let's do that again. So once you see that, you can just simply join. If this is a multi-user configuration, a manager of your account needs to perform that action because everyone within the multi-user Dev Center account will benefit from being inside of the Insider program. So once you join in the back end, we're going to make some configuration changes. We're going to put you onto an additional flight. And then, as long as everything is working fine, I can go back to the dashboard. This may take a couple of retries. Actually, this has worked first time perfectly. What you will get starting tomorrow is access to the new Dev Center overview page. So we're going to change the experience. We want to get your feedback. We have a view of your applications with key data. These are all hot links, so this will take you directly to the feedback if I selected feedback. And moving forward, we're looking to make some of these items editable, so we could add pricing here, and you can make pricing changes directly from this overview page. Joining the Insider program will give you access to this. Using the feedback, you can influence the final design, and then we will release more broadly. And so with that, that is all of my demos for this year.
The clock just ran down to zero. Hey, thanks everybody for hanging out with us. Key takeaways we have is this is us working together. We want your feedback. Let's work together to grow the ecosystem and be more successful. Join the Insider program, an invitation just like the one you saw Adrian get on stage here will be coming out to your Dev Center account soon. We do have two more sessions, one tomorrow on monetization and acquiring users, and one on Friday about the details of publishing. We do have a booth downstairs if you have any questions. We have several members from the team here. We'll stick around after, because we don't need to eat dinner. We're hardcore. We'll stay and answer all the questions until they're gone. Please complete an evaluation form. If you need to identify me personally, I'm the good-looking one. And you can call these other two guys whatever you want. But I appreciate you coming, and I know it takes a lot to stay late on a long day like this. I hope you're having a great time at Build. You got two more great days. Like I said, stick around and come on up and ask a question if you want. Thanks, everybody.
Cheers.